Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So look around. Look around. What do you see? Do you see the beauty? The beauty of each person, the beauty of new life. Can you hear it? Can you smell it? Can you sense it? This wonderful, faith-filled news that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. What wonderful news. See, this is a very simple story from John. Mary was at the tomb, and she was sad, and she was scared. Jesus, her best friend, her teacher, had died. He had healed her. After she had met him, her life was different. It was lots better. But now, Jesus has been killed. He's been buried in that cave with the linen wrappings upon him. But someone stole his body, it so appears. So Mary now is again sad and helpless and crying and angry. She doesn't recognize Jesus or the angels. The two disciples, Peter and the one that Jesus loved, run almost like they're racing. To see who can get there first. And she tells them, he's not there. Look, he's not there. And so they leave, even though one believed, because the linen wrappings were not by where the cloth for the head was. And then Jesus calls her name. Everything has changed. Jesus is alive. He's still with her. See, it's a very simple story. What did you hear differently this year? It occurred to me when I was studying the text this week that all the running that takes place, Mary runs to the tomb, Peter and the one that Jesus loved run to the tomb. They even race, it appears to me, to see who can get there first or just because they want to run. But there's a lot of running that happens in this text. The other thing that really appeared to me as I was studying the text this year, because, you know, Easter comes every year and there's four different texts in the Gospels, and there's differences about each one of them. And so John is the one about running, and it's about love, and it's about women, because Mary is the one whom Jesus talks to. Now, in the early church, and even in today's world, many times women don't get the power and aren't treated equally. You see, in this world where men continue to try to use the Bible to justify subordination and violence, Jesus turns that upside down. Because he talks to Mary first. And Mary is called by name. I think in the world in which we live, there is so much fear. Bombings. The amount of bombings that have happened this week in places like Brussels and Iraq and Nigeria. And that's just 2 days' worth. There is so much fear. And then we come to Easter. And what are we to do about it? What are we to say? This simple story of love. You see, Mary is called by name, and the whole world opens up again. Maybe what we can do to help alleviate the fear is that we need to share the Easter blessing, because the only way Easter gets shared is it is carried by the witnesses. Had Mary not carried that story forward, it might have stopped. If we don't carry the story of Easter, of love, forward, it might stop. It's about compassion and kindness and love. So he is risen. He is risen indeed. We need to share that news. We need to shout it from the mountaintops. We need to live it every day. We need it in the quiet ponderings of our lives. We need to share the witness that Christ is alive. Alleluia. It's my challenge to all of you. How are you witnessing? And how can you continue to witness that Christ is risen? He is risen indeed. Go share the news. Be disciples. Be like Mary. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. 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 Amen.